This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Best time of the day. It's trivia. It's Nelson versus Gina.
Nelson has been trying to get through. Nelson, you're on a layover in the Hereford zone from bus 606. We're happy you have a little extra time for us today.
Nice.
I'm ready.
Playing for the Jonas Brothers tickets. This is going to happen on August 12th at Nationals Park, all courtesy of Live Nation. And then there's a grand prize involved.
Oh, yes. That's a chance for you to get a grand prize of an overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge in Perryville.
Yeah.
That place is sweet. It's like a water park, indoor water park. It's got slides and pools and all kinds of stuff.
All right, Gina, going to invite you to get out of here.
I got to go.
All questions are multiple choice. Yep. We will start with this one as she has now exited the room. What is Maxwell House Coffee named after? An inventor, Maxwell Graham, a hotel in Nashville, or a dormitory at Harvard?
Let's go with that hotel, the second one.
You are correct.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the board. Question number two. What does UFC stand for? It's a sport, you know. Is it Ultimate Fight Club, Ultimate Fighting Conference, or Ultimate Fighting Championship?
No, it's the Fight Club, number one.
It's not. It's something else. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, question number three. You're going for the two out of three. Who wrote and directed the movie American Graffiti back in the day? George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Robert Zemeckis?
Give me the first two again.
George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Robert Zemeckis?
I think it was Spielberg.
Oh, man. All right.
Darn.
Let's bring Gina back in. Don't say anything. 1 out of 3 points on the board.
Hey, that's not too bad, Nelson.
Question number one, Gina. What is Maxwell House Coffee named after? Inventor Maxwell Graham, a hotel in Nashville, or a dormitory at Harvard?
Good Lord. It's probably a dormitory at Harvard because that's where all the ideas come from.
Incorrect.
Ah,
what is it? A hotel in Nashville. It was
really?
It was their number one customer, and they're like, you know what? We're going to name our coffee after you.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Question number two. What does UFC stand for?
Ultimate Fighting Champion or something like that?
I'll give you choices.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ultimate Fight Club, Ultimate Fighting Conference, Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Oh, that's what I mean. Ultimate Fighting Championship.
You are correct.
Yep. Okay.
Correct. All right, we're tied. Let's see if Gina wins. Who wrote and directed the movie American Graffiti? George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Robert Zemeckis?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. It's either Zemeckis or Spielberg. What's it called, American Graffiti? I'm going to go Zemeckis.
Oh, man. He was Back to the Future.
No, is this
George Lucas.
I never would have got that.
Yeah.
Never would have got that.
We have a tie, ladies and gentlemen. The Hereford Zone gets a diploma.
Somebody's excited over there, huh? Wow. These were harder than it. The grade was so
good. Yeah.
You know, Nelson.
They were all guesses.
I'm not going to lie to you. No less than four times he mentioned how proud he was of these questions.
Good questions
today.
They were.
And the two of us both managed to only get points on the board. But thankfully, that means you tied or beat me with the number of correct questions so you get the diploma and a chance to go see the Joe Bros.
Nice.
Oh, you're definitely going. No chance here.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
You definitely going August 12th. It's going to be at Nats Park.
That's right.
You get two tickets.
And
now you are qualified for the grand prize.
Right. That's the overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge in Perryville. Hi. And yes. Nelson, Great Wolf Lodge is only a howl away.
Not far. I know exactly, Frank.
Okay. Okay.
We'll do it again tomorrow, Random Wednesday, College of Knowledge, on today's 101.9.